This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
2-1-1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Burns, Oregon at a time. Yeah, one community at a time, one person at a time. It's the only way we're going to stop the totalitarians. And boy, did we have a full-on display on Tuesday of the mighty might of the totalitarians. I got to tell you, though, when word starts to get out about this, when you see the disingenuous nature of the media, when you realize that, obviously, the FBI has created a narrative and they're going to protect themselves at all costs, when, of course, their foot soldiers, the lackeys at the Oregon State Police and also the Harney County unconstitutional group of people, they're going to figure out they've got more problems on their hands from the public when people start to see the truth for themselves. So welcome to the show. Boy, I'll tell you, these are dramatic times going on. And again, everybody, be lawful. Don't be unlawful. A good display of being unlawful is the murder of Lavoie Finicum. So, anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. You'll be able to see the videos. You'll be able to hear the content from the videos. We'll be posting up the Oregonian article as well, or at least links to the Oregonian article. We've been taking issue with it here on Agenda 21 Radio for obvious reasons. They fail to point out many, many just obvious facts. They just take, literally, they're being the lapdog of the FBI. They take the video that they were shown by the FBI and give no explanation other than what they are given by the FBI, which doesn't show, by the way, in the video that the FBI has, Lavoie Finicum with his hands up. Just a minor detail as he is shot multiple times. Now, we've had accounts here, and we may get to it in this section, maybe in the next section, but Victoria Sharp is her name. She was a witness. She was in the truck. Her account is spot on. I know people were saying that he was reaching for his waistband. Of course, that's the FBI narrative that's out there. I think he was reaching for his chest in his waist because he was being shot multiple times in the back. Yeah, they had snipers in the woods, and they had a lot of other things going on. The one thing that we want to bring out, though, the part about Victoria Sharp, when she says that when the truck was pulled over, when Lavoie's truck was pulled over, that there were multiple shots fired into the car. That's verified. It's pretty much verified. You can see them actually shooting the dust of the snow popping up. They were shooting inside the truck after Lavoie was down and dead. They used a couple of flashbang grenades, and then they started shooting inside the truck. What is that about? What is that about? You have helpless people inside, and they're shooting at them. I mean, that's called, we want to kill them. And I told you when this thing all started, it wasn't going to end well. I believe that. I think that the tactical strategy of the Bundys going in there and occupying the Maher Reservoir refuge was ill-advised. Ill-advised, and there was no end game that you could see. And the way the federal government always works is that, especially with President Barack Hussein Obama and John Brennan from the CIA, and I know, listen, oh, they don't use the CIA in domestic situations. They don't? How do you know they don't? It's pretty obvious to me. They set up a CIA operation at that airport right away. In fact, as one person told me, a person from Department of Homeland Security, former Department of Homeland Security, just out, actually. Do you know what they told me? They're there all the time. And they told me about Burns. And they said, not only that, the Army's there. And there's drones in the air. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure I know about the drones. This was over 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Well, over 2.5 weeks now. And you know what? They were right, of course. I have amazing sources. Now, the video that is on display
I suggest you watch the long form. It's about 20-some minutes long. Watch it. See how it plays out. And I think it's pretty fair to say that it was a complete setup. The whole thing was an ambush. They could have clearly arrested these people as they were moving about freely. They allowed these people to move about freely, but they chose. They chose, and we had the speech that was given yesterday by Mark Ward. They specifically chose a tactical approach, which means there's going to be a lot of machine guns out there. There's going to be flashbang. There's going to be the whole nine yards. They did not need to use excessive force to machine gun the car as it sits in the snowdrift. They did not need to do that. Yet they chose to. They did not need to shoot at Finnegan's car once it was stopped initially. He stopped. He complied. He put his arms out. But they chose to shoot at the car. Victoria Sharp said very easily, very convincingly, that's what started Finnegan to roll forward and get out of there because they were being shot at. They were being shot at by our government at the stop. Oh, it was just a traffic stop. And, you know, Dave Ward, the sheriff, couldn't understand why how just a simple traffic stop could turn into that. A simple traffic stop? They're called felony stops if you think you have weapons on board. Hello. Hello, Sheriff Ward. I know that they're felony stops. I've seen felony stops. In my business and education, I've seen people pulled over for felony stops. It's not pretty. It can turn out badly if you don't comply. We understand that. But it was compliance that was happening by Finnegan. And a shot rang out, and he drove off. He saw it for what it was. It was a setup. It was a massacre. And that's what we were warning about all along. They would come in as killers. And as soon as you mention John Brennan and the CIA, they're going to come and kill you. I think they had a feeling that was what was happening. They felt that they were being boxed in. They're driven up a box canyon. And at the end of that box canyon, basically, is a roadblock. You see, this was an ambush, plain and simple. And the sheriff in Harney County has to accept responsibility for that. And so does the Oregon State Police. I think at the end of the day, they're probably going to say, oh, the police did the right thing. Now, of course, it's Oregon. It's a blue state. They're a dictatorship over there, just like they are here in California. So whatever the police say, they're going to do type stuff. It's pretty obvious. So the Oregonian, they had their article in the newspaper that came out and said, oh, well, nothing about the fact that once Finnegan exited his truck, that his hands were up. Oh, no, they left that little minor detail out. But that's what they wanted in the end, the FBI, that narrative to go out. No hands up. No, nobody's surrendering. We just wanted to kill him. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
More than 3 weeks after armed militia took over a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon, a deadly shootout between militia members and the police.
Yesterday, the FBI, with our partners, took the first steps to bring this occupation to a conclusion.
Group leader Ammon Bundy and seven others were arrested Tuesday night after the FBI and Oregon State Police pulled them over on their way to a meeting with community residents. Bundy's brother Ryan was shot and suffered minor wounds. But a spokesman for the armed occupiers, Lavoy Finicum, was killed.
It's time for everybody in this illegal occupation to move on. There doesn't have to be bloodshed in our community.
Bundy's father says his son called him from the back of a police cruiser moments after the shootout.
My son Ryan had been shot in the arm. Lavoy Finnegan, they cold-blooded killed him. He said he was out, had his hands in the air. Said he wasn't armed. He wasn't any threat, and they cold-blooded just killed him.
Authorities say Ryan Bundy and Finnegan did not obey orders to surrender, and shots were fired. The armed group took over the refuge on January 2nd, in part to protest the sentencing of two ranchers and to make a stand against what they call government overreach when it comes to federal lands.
They continued to ignore us and pushed us to the point where we felt we had to make a stand to defend our rights.
Finicum previously told reporters he was willing to give his life for the cause.
There are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them.
The sheriff says he'd been trying to work with the group to find a peaceful solution, but in the end, he just couldn't meet their ultimatums.
We don't arm up and rebel. We work through the appropriate channels. This can't happen anymore. This can't happen in America, and it can't happen in Harney County.
Well, there you have the great one now, blood on his hands. Mr. Unconstitutional Sheriff, I don't think he even has a constitution around and understands the Constitution. It's pretty obvious that he's way over his head and out of his league in terms of being a sheriff in Harney County. There's no question about it. And it was going to end this way because of his lack of knowledge and experience. But remember, he is a lapdog for those that want to, well, they don't want this uranium run one business and all the other mineral wealth knowledge to get out to the general public. See, they're the lackeys for the One World Order people. That's why Agenda 21 Radio is here, by the way. We're exposing the One World Order totalitarian freaks, if you will. Tom Steyer, Jerry Brown, those kind of people, yeah. This is what it's all about. This is where the rubber meets the road with these people. And you, American citizens, your constitutional rights, they just don't matter. It's mind over matter. They don't mind, and you don't matter. Really, your constitutional rights don't matter. That's the way they roll. But, you know, we are getting the information out, and I think that people, once they see the whole video, they're going to say it's just not right. Okay, now I want to correct something here. And, again, the narrative is, as you heard from this broadcast, you heard from this broadcast that was put out by Yahoo.com. Right away, it was a shootout. One of them died in a shootout. There was no shootout. Finnegan was unarmed. He was unarmed. And no shots were fired by any of the people. No shots were fired. Ammon Bundy didn't fire a shot. Ryan Bundy didn't fire a shot. He got wounded. Yeah, he was wounded by shots being fired at the vehicle. There was no compliance issues going on there. You can see that. They were taking shots at the vehicle. They wanted to go out and play army and kill humans. I think that's really what it came down to. The Oregon State Police and Harney County Sheriffs. They have blood on their hands. But, you know, it's a constitutionalist, right? A constitutionalist died. They are the enemy to Oregon State Police. And they are the enemy to Harney County. Because, you see, the vilification of Americans by this administration is over the top. But, you know, if they were Muslims, if they were ISIS, hey, they get a pass, right? They can go right ahead and shoot people, behead people, whatever. The president's going to bail them out. That's the way this government rolls, and you know that. He has been supportive 110% of terrorist activities on this continent for 8 years, going on 8 years now. We haven't seen it yet in mass, but we're going to start seeing it. That's their plan. Where will the Harney County Police be then? Sheriff, where will they be? Where will the Oregon State Police be then? Will they be rushing into Portland as the terrorists go and attack Portland? Or are they just going to let, hey, you know, it's ISIS. Let them do what they want. I mean, is that what's going to happen? Seriously, think about that. But, you know, Americans, solid Americans that are patriotic and love their country, can't have that anymore here in this country. Janet Napolitano said, people that have those kind of feelings are domestic terrorists. And veterans, by the way, you are domestic terrorists as well, according to this administration. Isn't that right? Isn't that one of the reasons why they've been drugging you up with psychotropic medications for the last 8 years? So much so you can't even own or possess a weapon because of your psychotropic drug usage. You know, for PTSD. Get it? They've disarmed our veterans. Now, I wonder why they would want to disarm the veterans. Oh, and by the way, I haven't said anything about the purchase of ammunition by the federal government. And the squelching of the Second Amendment. Haven't said anything about that. Well, you know, one of the things we know for sure, and this is going to go down in history, is I think a pivotal moment for this totalitarian government that we have is that the people will continue, especially in Harney County. There was a candlelight vigil Wednesday night in Harney County in Burns. Over 200 people showed up to pay tribute to Robert Lavoie Finnegan. Now, did you hear that in the mainstream media? Did you hear anything like that? And by the way, the only people to mention Victoria Sharp's testimony is Breitbart. They're the only ones to mention it nationally. That shows the clear confliction of what happened that afternoon. They're the only ones to mention it. The national media doesn't mention Lavoie Finnegan had his hands up. The national media doesn't mention that Lavoie Finnegan was shot at and that's the reason why he drove off. The national media doesn't mention, well, doesn't mention a lot, but what it really doesn't mention and doesn't tell you the truth about is that this was an ambush. You have to put that together, but we're going to help you put it together. Clearly, I mean, you have to know the territory. I've driven that road one time. I'll tell you, years ago, and it's the most isolated, desolate place in the world. And especially where they targeted them. I know where that area is. There's some intersections there I recall distinctly. A lot of wooded area, forest. It was a complete entrapment. And they know it. And they went tactical. They said they were going to go tactical. And they did. They thought they had a tactical plan for this traffic stop. It wasn't a traffic stop. It was an ambush, and it blew up in their face. Now, there will be consequences, of course. People will start to ultimately see what happened The Newsstream media is playing a stellar role in this. By the way, one of the people that helped us decipher and go through the video is somebody who's used to work with the FBI. It's not that we just say these things lightly. You know, we have FBI people and CIA people. We have agents that are retired and people that are helping us out on the inside who are agreeing with exactly what I'm saying. You see, this is the part that John Brennan and Loretta Lynch and those folks don't want you to hear. There are people on the inside telling guys like me what's really going on. And we know what's going on. Because those people are fed up. They are fed up with seeing Americans slaughtered and murdered, like what we just saw on Tuesday afternoon, and now we saw yesterday with the release of the videos from the drone. Oh, by the way, we want to make sure that you understand it wasn't a plane up in the air. It was a drone that was taking the pictures of the murder of Lavoie Finicon. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. More to come.
He's done doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Of this group coming over and speaking to other people in that other county. Am I right on that?
That's absolutely correct. The other sheriff, I can't remember his name right now. I want to say it's Powell, but he was in Grant County, Oregon. And they were headed up 390, going north from Burns, up 395. I've driven that stretch. It's very, very desolate out there. And they entered an area of heavy pine growth. And basically what happened was that they were still within Hammond County. Hammond County, I believe, is the largest county in Oregon. And the southern part of it joins California, actually. And they were headed north up 395, and like I said, it's a very, very desolate area and very isolated. And in my opinion, having driven that strip right there where they're at, it was a perfect place for an ambush, and they saw that. And of course, you know, if you go from one county to another, then you exchange jurisdictions. So you can see that they wanted to take them out before they got to the jurisdiction of Grant County. And that's really basically kind of the fundamentals of it, legally the fundamentals that were going on. So what it was a joint action by the Hammond County Sheriff, Harney County Sheriff, excuse me, and also the Oregon State Police. The FBI was also present, but not necessarily in large numbers. But it was a complete operation to ambush them. And this was a tactical operation, admitted so even by the sheriff in his press release yesterday or his press conference that he had. They revealed much in that press conference that they had, or he had, in a few short minutes that he had to speak, standing right next to Stephen Gratzley, I might add. In fact, if you watch the video, you'll see Stephen Gratzley move from the left side of the screen to the right side and stand right next to the sheriff before the sheriff starts to speak. Obviously, to look over the shoulder of the sheriff, it was pretty obvious what was going on there, to kind of give him support, so to speak, or in other words, make sure you're telling the company line here. But the isolation of the area was complete. It was out of radio contact with anybody. I mean, even the police up there and the law enforcement have difficulty with their own radios, but cell phone use was completely isolated. They were about a mile before the border, and the first cars that were pulled over was the car with Ammon Bundy in it, and his bodyguard, known as Buddha. Buddha is a particularly interesting fellow. I think his name is Brian Kimball, but I know him as Buddha because we had Cliven Bundy out for a couple of our Liberty tours. He spoke, and Buddha, his bodyguard, was always around him. I made the misfortune of calling him Bubba one time, and he gave me a mean look, but I'll never forget that. A great guy. He's got an interesting background, and of course they've been trying to caricature him as some sort of terrorist, of course, from the federal government side. But he's a very loyal person to the Bundys, and he was right there with Hammond, and they pulled the first vehicle over. There were three people on board that one, and they took Ammon in custody and Buddha in custody, and also this other guy that was there that had only been around in the last couple of days, I guess. I really think he's an informant with the FBI. I think he's an imposter. There's a lot of provocateurs that were running around up there. But anyway, so then the second vehicle to come up was Lavoie's vehicle, and he was the driver of his truck. And when he pulled up, they pulled him over, and he was somewhat cooperative, and they told him to put his hands out the window. He did, and he put his head out the window. And they were, you know, gibbering back and forth, and as the police were trying to shout commands. Now, these are guys, the police that were there, law enforcement were there. It's not just like, you know, a regular felony stop where you have one or two cars come up and they pull you over, or a casual stop along the side of the road. That isn't what this was at all. It was a massive law enforcement presence. Not only was there a lot of law enforcement around in cars and vehicles and out on the side of the road, but we're talking about a lot of people up in the wooded areas as well. Snipers, as an example. And with that happening, they recognized that there's massive show of force here. So the next thing that happens, basically, is that Ryan Payne, who's a passenger in the car, and Ryan Bundy happens to be in the backseat, but Ryan Payne sticks his hands and arms out the window, to which that was unexpected. They took a shot at the guy. They shoot at the guy. Didn't hit him, But they took a shot at the guy, and then Lavoie takes off in the car. I mean, you know, you're getting shot at. They took off. Well, as soon as they took off, then all hell broke loose, and the law enforcement agency started firing their ARs and other automatic weapons at the truck as it was driving away, to which everybody in the car took to the floorboards and or the truck, and as a result, they got away, and they drove on for about nearly a mile up to the road near where the roadblock was. The car became disabled in a snowbank, and it's very, very easy. You have this Victoria Sharp, who, by the way, many kudos to Jim White, who actually brought this article forward to everybody. Jim White of used to be the Liberty Brothers. He's now got a new radio show, but they brought this information forward the very night that this happened. It was really interesting to hear all this, but this girl tells the story. She was a passenger in the truck, and she was on her way to join this group, and we'll talk about the group of what they were trying to do there in John Day, Oregon. And she was going to be a singer. She's an 18-year-old girl, had nothing to do politically with anything, but she was in the vehicle because she was hitching a ride to go to this gathering, this group of patriots in the adjoining county. And as she tells it, he got out of the car, and he started walking towards the walking, not charging. The rumors that are out there about he was charging comes from this guy that was in the Jeep with Buddha and Ammon Bundy that was originally pulled over. This guy is a mile down the road. And his comment was that, according to him, is that Lavoie got out of the truck and charged the police. Hello, there's only a problem with that. He was a mile down the road. How could he see that? So that's where that started. So you see, is this guy a provocateur? I don't know. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff the federal government's very good at putting these kind of seed plants in when they want to protect themselves. And we'll talk about the crisis actors in a second that have shown up, oddly enough. But this is the kind of stuff that happens. But the girl tells it very clearly that he was walking towards them. It seems that he was complying with their wishes and demands. His hands were up. And with three shots, they took him down.
That
was called an ambush. I don't care what anybody says. And then as things started to go, there was additional small arms fire, more machine gunning of the car with the people in it.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to queue up for you the comments that were made by Dave Ward at the press conference to explain themselves. So here we go.
Good morning. I'm Sheriff Dave Ward. I've been working on peaceful resolution to this problem since November 5th, when several of the individuals arrested yesterday came into my office. They had ultimatums that I couldn't meet. I'm here to uphold the law. I'm disappointed that a traffic stop yesterday that was supposed to bring peaceful resolution to this ended badly. Multiple agencies, law enforcement agencies, put a lot of work into putting together the best tactical plan they could to take these guys down peacefully and find some resolution to these issues that we're going.
Let's stop it right there. Multiple agencies put together a tactical plan. Hello. What does that tell you they're going to do? They're going to isolate them. They're going to ambush them. And that's exactly what they did. There was not going to be any peaceful resolution to this. Dave Ward is a moron if he thinks that that was going to happen. That isn't what was going to happen. They're going to take them out. They were going to take them out, and they tried, and they didn't. They didn't take them all out. It was not designed to be a peaceful resolution, else they could have peacefully resolved it. Now, and even in his own words, they approached him in November to try and help out to see what they could do with the Hammonds. That's what Bundy did. All these guys, they wanted to help out, and he knew this. But you know, the one world order people can't have that. Oh no, they'll find out about Uranium One. We can't let them have that information, which, by the way, is all over the internet now. We ran a story about Uranium One a year ago. This had to do with the Clinton Foundation and the payoff. Bill Clinton got a $500,000 payoff from Uranium One for going to make a speech in Moscow. Do you think that just didn't raise a few eyebrows as Hillary Rodham Clinton was Secretary of State? Hello? This is all related to Harney County. Gee, Dave, didn't you think about that one? Apparently not. Apparently not. But you can see right there with his presentation, they planned this out. Oh, this is going to be a traffic stop. Hello, that traffic stop? Does he not know the difference between a traffic stop and a felony stop? I mean, really, you guys in law enforcement, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you that don't know the difference between a traffic stop and a felony stop, and by the way, in the legal realm of the world, it was a legal felony stop. Does that mean when you make a legal felony stop, you're going to be killing people? You're going to be provocative? Which is exactly what they were. And they were provocative. And Lavoy Finicum was murdered, in my opinion. According to Ryan Bundy, he was not armed. He was not armed. According to Virginia Sharp, in the car, he was not armed. He was an unarmed man. Yet they say he had a 9mm pistol in his pocket. No evidence of that has been provided, though. That's just their statement. But plenty of evidence of them covering up what happened, especially as they edited the video at the prime times of not showing Lavoy exiting the vehicle with his arms extending in the surrender position and then being shot. Then being shot and killed. What's worse is what they say about him being on the ground, and they shot him three more times as he was on the ground. And by the way, the video is very, very vivid. You can see them lasering people. You can see them shooting at the truck. You can see them breaking out the windows with their bullets. You can see the dust flying from the snow. Great tactical stance there, Dave. Great tactical stance. But, you know, there is a difference between a felony stop and a traffic stop. He doesn't even know how to use the right vernacular. That's my point. And he's the sheriff? He's a lackey for the One World Order, folks. Thanks, Hillary. We'll be back.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston Prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot Prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income4.com.
back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're going to be covering, obviously, the story, watching it here on Agenda 21 Radio. Check our YouTube and live updates on YouTube. We'll be bringing the information as we get it on this story. And by the way, it was 30 years ago yesterday that the Challenger blew up. Remember that? Yeah, death by a thousand cuts. It's interesting. 30 years ago today. Yesterday. 30 years ago that the Challenger blew up. And, of course, Ronald Reagan making his great speech about breaking the surly bonds of the earth really resonates even to this day. But, you know, I would say, look, at given where we are in 2016 and looking back at the 30-year history, did the Challenger have to go up that day? I've always wondered that. In fact, it was interesting because where I was working, it was right near Edwards Air Force Base at the time. And everybody at Edwards and George Air Force Base and the Air Force personnel and people that were associated with NASA, I had students that were, their parents were NASA people, and I had good conversations with some of them, and they were all shaking their heads like, why did they send up the Challenger on that day? They all knew, they said, about the, the SEALs and the frozen nature of the SEALs in that temperature. They could have waited an hour or 2 hours to let them warm up, but no, they had to set that Challenger up. Conspiracy theories, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. But if you take a look at the notion of a thousand cuts and go back 30 years, was that the end game for the Challenger? All I know is we're here today and we need to take stock in what is going on around us and protect our Constitution, protect our country, and we will. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, coin and bullion. 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.